Britain.
Election 2024. The most Tory place in Britain.
Picture the most Tory place in Britain. Very probably you were thinking of a squires and shires sort of place, where lawns sweep and wisteria creeps, where old stone has been buffed up by new money, and where the people have hunter wellies and hunting sympathies. The sort of place, in short, where someone might be murdered picturesquely in a Sunday evening miniseries. You would be wrong. To find the most conservative spot in the country, don't look west to the Shires. Instead, step on a train from London's Fenchurch Street station, a place of inexplicable importance to the Monopoly Board and rather less importance to the metropolis. From there, travel east past places which lack wellies and pretensions, past Pitsy and Fobbing and Mucking, and just before the train line runs out, and a little before England does, you are there. This is Canvey Island. The Conservative Party has never been overburdened by ideology. It has been said that its sole purpose is to acquire and exercise power. By that measure, Canvey Island, or more accurately, the Castle Point constituency of which it is part, amply deserves the accolade for Toryness. At the last election in 2019, the Conservatives won 76.7% of the vote here. By comparison, Vladimir Putin, in Russia's presidential election in 2012, won a mere 64%. In the ballot on July 4th, in which Labour appears to be heading for a comfortable victory nationally, the Tories are still predicted to win 50% of the vote in the seat, according to our election model. Step off the train, and it is clear that Canvey is not just Conservative with a capital C, but with a small one too. Almost nothing here is old. The island itself is built on a piece of land reclaimed from the Thames, but almost everything tries to look it. This is a kingdom of mock Tudor bars and concrete stone lions. There are lawns, but they are plastic. This is ersatz England in aspic, which, somewhat to the distress of modern-minded metropolitans, is precisely why the locals like it. There is a cheerful expats abroad atmosphere to the place. Locals talk about it as if it was somewhere in the mid-Atlantic rather than separated from England by a drainage ditch. In a large car park, an elderly man emptying the bins praises its holiday feeling. But even if Canvey Island feels content, it also doesn't feel enthusiastically Tory. Speak to the locals, and you will hear some pro-Conservative sentiment and a little support for Reform UK, an upstart party on its right. Generally, however, there is apathy. Even in the local Conservative club, wood panelling, Union Jack bunting, Colin, aged 90, and his retired friend demur from full-throated conservatism. They come for the atmosphere and the meat pies. Nice pie crust. Whether or not their views are typical, their age is. A quarter of the population is over 65. Canvey, like so many seaside towns, is a place of mobility scooters and defibrillators. Because it is not quite true that nothing on Canvey is old, the people are. And in this election, that is the most Tory thing of all.